How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Something is going on. Some of us see it, some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself. Let me tell you a story. For a very long time, our world has been under the growing influence of a vast transgenerational criminal mafia that was able to rise up to the highest levels of power. We didn't know because they talked and acted just like you and me. We thought we could recognize true criminals by their words and actions, but were deceived by their sophisticated speech, wealth, education, beauty, and power. Through a system of threats, blackmail, and bribery, they would come to occupy the highest levels of power in government, corporations, and education. You may know them as the Deep State or Cabal.
Wow. What do you think about that when you hear that?
You know,
I'd love to get responses.
A chill runs up and down my back.
Does it?
Yeah, because I believe that's...
Oh, it's
you
very
remember,
true.
I grew up as a teenager when the big talk was the Trilateral Commission.
Sure, 1970s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't have any doubt that there's something to it.
Oh, I think there's more than something.
Yeah.
That's definitely... that's a very, very truthful intro to my show. It's a very, very truthful intro. And we're seeing that play out. Welcome to Amerizuela. It's what we've become, Amerizuela. So we have 13 days. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. Uncle Milty's with me. We have 13 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're already calling for him because they're so afraid that he'll be in for these next 13 days, which is a very, think about that for just a moment. When people went into the White House and took selfies, very calm selfies, right, in every part of the building, and it was even videotaped. They had a professional cameraman with one cop who didn't try very hard to not let them in. And they walk in and they take all these calm photos, okay? Even when the girl was being shot, right, very calm in the hallway. Suddenly they just knew that there wasn't going to be more shots. Nobody ran. They were just all calm taking photos, okay? I guess that's what you do when you storm a building. You roll in, you stroll in, and then you take pictures everywhere you go as you're storming? Is that what we're supposed to believe? So the congressmen and senators were never in danger.
No.
Nobody was ever in danger at all. In fact, they were all cowering behind their seats, but nobody was actually in danger. Shots weren't going everywhere. There was no battle taking place. I mean, these were unarmed people, right?
Yeah.
It was the cop that shot the woman.
Yeah.
The jumpy cop.
That's right.
Okay. So you have all unarmed people that were let in on videotape. We've seen this. They're let in. There's no storming. And now Trump supporters and Trump are to blame. Is this, am I getting the story right?
Yeah. Not
this
only,
is the narrative.
And they're to blame for four deaths.
Yes.
They
yes,
keep talking
yes.
about these four yeah. deaths. Three of them were just medical issues that happened
right.
that you could expect in any crowd that size.
Sure. Okay. Trump supporters, never violent before, not violent yesterday,
no.
but blamed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting the story right. So this is the story we're supposed to believe, and that in the next 13 days, we are so, he is such a bad guy, Trump's such a bad guy, that he called for the violence. Now nobody remembers when or how he did that, but somehow he incited the violence, encouraged the violence, right? This is what we're supposed to believe, and that he's so dangerous now. That they have to get him out. So Nancy Pelosi, who has no authority to actually do that, is out in the headlines today saying she wants him out. Mark Zuckerberg wants him out. Everybody wants him out. KSL News Radio in Utah Oh, man, that's the I think it's the first thing they shared today was that Mark Zuckerberg wants him out. Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook guy? Oh, okay. He has no authority, but okay. So they shared this as the truth. Mm-hmm. Right. Got to get him out. So what would he do in the next 13 days that they're so afraid of? What would he do?
He can pardon people.
he can declassify
information.
Uh-huh.
I wish he would.
Yeah, I know. So let me give, let's talk about, I think we should actually talk about both viewpoints of this. Because you have a lot of people, probably Susan and a lot of people too, that feel like in the next 13 days, this went down a certain way because some things are going to start to happen in the next 13 days.
Right.
Okay. Arrests, declassifications, all kinds of stuff. He has nothing to lose at this point. No. He really should declassify it all if he's on the up and up. Let's see it all, right?
Yep.
That'd be great. So they've already villainized him. He's never going to get that back. They've done their job, right? They villainized him and every single day wanted to incite violence against him, wanted to do all this. Now they're all calling for peace. It's kind of a joke. Mm-hmm. It's so hypocritical. It's disgusting. So here we are. And we all know that it was Antifa that was let in. You know, a guy with big horns, you know.
Literally let in.
Yeah. Okay, literally let in. So now the blame is here, and this false flag ended up where people were actually, they were actually barricaded in their hotels. Let me, and hat tip to Tyler, thank you for this. Let me share with you, if you had been there, and you were peaceful, and you left, and everything was fine, and there was no, like, crossfire, I mean, nothing was really going on, okay? Except for the conjured up deep stater playbook.
Right.
People that went back to their hotels, this is what they went back to. Jan Morgan, here we go.
State citizens, I'm going to turn the camera around and let you see this.
She's in a hotel, barricaded.
These are law-abiding United States citizens in Washington, D.C., who came to participate in a rally today. Citizens who did nothing wrong, engaged in a peaceful rally today, and now, because of the actions of a few people,
Antifa.
All of us, all the citizens, are being held hostage in this city. I want you to look. We can't leave. We cannot leave this hotel. And I'm going to see if I can get some video of the police. Wait till you see this. I want you to see the police in battle formation. Let me get over here.
Yeah, they were arm to arm.
Excuse me. Can I get through? I'm doing
dozens
it live.
Dozens and dozens
of people
them.
On this. Like, 1,000 people on here right now. So I want you to see how we're being held hostage. Law-abiding citizens. In Washington, D.C., we cannot leave our hotel. We cannot leave. We can't leave the city. We are barricaded in by police. Law-abiding American citizens who've done nothing wrong are being barricaded in this hotel, and we cannot leave. Look at the law enforcement officers.
They can't get food. They could not get anything. They had to just stay in the hotel. We're not allowed out. There was no shots fired at that hotel. There was nothing wrong. They were just all on martial law. It was martial law in D.C. And nobody could move. And so I talked to, a friend of mine who works in government, and they were sequestered in the offices of the congressman, of a certain congressman. They were sequestered and couldn't get out. They were like martial law in. Everyone was on martial law. Does the city have the ability to do that? See, these city mayors that act in an emergency situation think they have all the authority in the book.
They do now.
Nancy Pelosi calling for the Capitol Police to resign.
The Capitol Police Chief to resign, and he did.
Interesting.
Because he wasn't ready for the mob.
In the most secure place on earth yesterday?
He wasn't ready for the mob.
In the most secure place on earth, they had one mall cop that was on camera in a very fake staged video camera, saying, trying to not let them in, but had no gun or anything. Uh-huh. Just
backing up
just
on the
backing
stairwell.
Up. Yeah, just backing up and not even looking very terrified. Okay. I'm supposed to believe all this. It's funny. I know there was a guy at the Spectrum that was saying these crazed Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Are we that low intelligence that we can't see what is staged and what's going on and how this played out? Are we that Are we that dumb? I guess we are.
Yep.
I guess there are a segment of the people that are that stupid.
Yes, sadly, we have
because
to admit
they love the CNN talking points. We got to call them crazed Trump supporters. Don't you love that phrase? And Biden coined the phrase under siege yesterday. So what did the media do? They went with the under siege and then also terrorist attacks. A terrorist attack by who? They didn't even arrest him. They let him go. They didn't arrest him till later.
No, they didn't, and they only arrested him for breaking curfew. 68 arrests for breaking curfew.
But they were so terrified that they had to proceed with the proceedings at night when nobody would listen. And then, of course, Loeffler, wow, what a turncoat. All of a sudden, because of the violence, she didn't want to object. Okay. And then Cruz and his crew were basically chastened into, you will not do this anymore. You will not bring anything up anymore. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's great to be on the radio.
Hi. Go right ahead. You have about a minute.
I want to talk about the 25th Amendment, and then I want to run something by you.
Okay.
Keep in mind, I voted for Donald Trump.
Sure.
The 25th Amendment was invoked in 1967 because of the death of John F. Kennedy, because he was incapacitated for 30 minutes and they couldn't
impeach
him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the 25th Amendment came. Now, obviously it's a double-edged sword, but President Trump is not incapacitated. And by the way, now that his Twitter and Facebook account are suspended indefinitely, there is no way he's going to get anything done. You think Congress and the rhinos will let him get anything done? I don't think so.
I don't think it's about getting anything done. They're just afraid of what he's going to declassify or who he might do something to. I don't think this is anything about getting anything done anymore. But I don't think that would be a reason for taking him out of office. See, they really don't have a reason. There's, like you said, there's no real reason. He's not incapacitated.
No.
Yeah. They just don't like him. Yeah.
Also, just a thought.
Uh-huh.
And again, I am a Trump supporter, but I wonder if he should not have had protesters show up yesterday, because I don't think it was Trump supporters doing this. I've been reading things online.
It wasn't Trump supporters.
What if he just said, anyone with a MAGA hat, anyone who's coming to protest, don't come? You think this would have gone better because it just gave the anti-Trumpers a reason to protest?
Whether they would have been there or not, you still would have had those people show up in Trump uniforms, brand new MAGA hats, spick and span new MAGA hats to do that. So either way, they were going to get their way. We got to go to a break, but I love the question. Thank you.
The only difference is there wouldn't have been 100,000 good Trump supporters there.
As a witness.
Yeah,
it was actually kind of smart to make sure they were there. Because if he knew this was happening, by the way, memorandum he wrote on January 5th and put that out in public was about Antifa.
Yep.
That's kind of interesting, right? The day before? Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. You're welcome to call in, share your thoughts about yesterday, last night, today, all kinds of crazy. All kinds of crazy talk. And let me say, if you're trying to lose weight, because this is the time when you're probably trying to set some new goals, clean out the house from all the Christmas crap and try to forge a new you, this would be the time to lose weight. Get over to Dr. Diet and mention the word Kate. K-A-T-E. You're going to get some free gifts. I know, right? How exciting. Anyway, so cool. And they've got everybody you can imagine there as far as an MD and holistic and nurse practitioner. I mean, you name it. Chiropractor. They are awesome and they will help you get your health back. You've tried before. You couldn't do it. You probably gained a lot with COVID too. I'm going to guess most people did, in activity, you know, when you're trying to just walk around your living room for a year. So make sure that you are getting over to Dr. Diet. You can lose it. I lost it quick over there, and I'm telling you, it works. It's easy. It's fast. And then everyone that goes there that tells me later, oh, my gosh, why didn't I do that sooner? Please get over there. Also, Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. 628 Diet. Mention my name, Kate. And also ABC, Auto Body Central. If you are in an accident, you get to choose your provider. Choose them. They're fantastic. 5-star rating. They are awesome. They will come to your home. They'll do the assessment of your vehicle. You don't have to do a thing. They'll work with your insurance companies. They've been working with them for over 20 years. They are awesome. I'm telling you, ABC is it. ABC, Auto Body Central. They're the only ones I would use. Let's take a few callers. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I listen every day. I never call in.
I'm glad you're calling in.
Well, thank you. You and Uncle Milty are wonderful together.
Aww.
I just want to compliment your chemistry and your wisdom is giving me hope.
Aw, thanks.
Real quickly, mm-hmm. I was a professional ice skater when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Soviet bloc was well in, I know you're young, but when the Soviet bloc was in force,
mm-hmm.
you know, when communism
sure.
was ruled,
sure.
actually, the ice skating world. So that's, and I never dreamt as a kid from Los Angeles that it would ever come to America.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to say communism is here. And it makes me so sad.
Yeah.
For people don't, I don't know how they didn't see it coming
mm-hmm.
or they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to you and Uncle Milty, and you're the only one speaking the truth. And please just keep speaking out, because people have got to hear this. When I skated in Europe,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going back a while, there was a saying among the kids that, if you remember, people had to defect mm-hmm. from communism
mm-hmm.
to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And the saying was, when the tanks are rolling down the street, it's too late.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. So I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really love you.
It's so difficult. Just pray for this country.
Yeah.
But I'll hang up and
thank
hopefully you.
You
too can comment.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your phone call. Have a great day.
I remember that mm-hmm. time like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the stories about the defectors from uh-huh. communist countries and what they
right.
had, and what their families had to go through, what they had to leave behind. You know, I remember all the talk about the Iron Curtain and Radio mm-hmm. Free America.
Mm-hmm.
We need it now. We
yeah.
need Radio Free America.
I know. It's insane. Let me say this, too. When I started seeing the headlines, and really from our right, it was, now we're entering socialism. Okay, that's not correct.
No.
We've been steeped in socialism for over 80 years.
Yep.
I mean, this is nothing new. What we're seeing, though, and I think why people finally went, oh, boy, is because we saw a coup just take place for the White House, okay? And they did it under the guise or under the cover of the media. So now we know how complicit they are.
Yep.
And then the other thing is this is not the start of socialism.
No.
This is, we're well into that. That's foregone conclusion. You know, you're what are you paying? Social Security? You're paying, so that's socialism. We're already in. So that's nothing new. But let me say this too. I want to give you just a little bit of what I woke up with this morning. And it was a reminder that, you know, Hillary, we thought she was going to take 2016.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody did, because they didn't think Trump would be able to get in. We would have been here 4 years ago. We got a little bit of a four-year reprieve with somebody talking about Christianity and somebody kind of, you know, bringing to the forefront some of our ideals and values and things like that. But we still got a lot of stuff that happened in the last 4 years because of Congress and Senate, too, and the president's signature. But we got a lot of stuff. So we would have had Hillary, which is Biden. We would have had all this. So we got a little delay. more people woke up. And what's really great about what just happened, if you want to look at the bright spot, is that we expect the transition of power because we've been trained like monkeys to expect 4 to 8 years, you get Republican Party, Democrat Party, Republican Party, Team A, Team B, okay? We just saw a coup go down because they were so desperate. They did not want to give the 8 years, after 8 years of Obama, 8 years Republican, right? So we just saw a coup go down, and you just saw all the traitors that you believe in, that you think are doing an awesome job, betray you.
Every one of them.
Actually, this was one of the best things that could have happened, is that our eyes are open to all the traitors in government. You know, look at Lindsey Graham, what a troll. Look at all these people that didn't even stand up for the fraud that was so obvious. Now you know. So at least now we get to see it. We wouldn't have seen that because we would have expected that. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't still think things could happen in the next 13 days. They could. I've looked at all angles of this. Hey, there's some very interesting things going on right now that I don't think are talked about in the media, of course. But I'm just saying that, wow, you know, you kind of have to just roll into this going, okay, now we're here. We were going to be here 4 years ago with a president like this. But now we're here. So we fully expected to have to go down this road.
Yeah. No, we've actually entered the era of totalitarianism.
Yes.
We're there.
Yes.
We have 435 representatives and 100 senators that dictate to us now. They don't represent us. Yeah. They dictate to us.
Right, right. And we still have the omnibus bills, and we still have all the theft going on. We just have it now in trillions under the guise of emergency. Mm-hmm. So we still have all these things going on. And they have been going on in the last 4 years, too. Those trillion-dollar thefts went on this year. So we still have things that have happened this last 4 years. And so that's why I said it's the box versus the bow. We focus on the bow, but we need to look at the bigger box, because Congress, they're all in. They want the theft to happen. Yep. They're not doing anything about it. Either is the Senate. They're not doing a thing. And it's in the Congress's control.
Yeah. You can't redistribute what you don't steal.
Yeah. Yeah. So we kind of have to kind of take this into perspective today, too. I know a lot of people are emotional and they're freaking out. And you have a right to, because a coup is going on right now. So we get it. We understand. And I'm with you when I feel heartbroken and sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling sick not because now our nation changes. It's been changing. What I'm sick over, especially watching it front row and center the last 9 years, but what I'm sick about is all you got to see firsthand how many people are involved in the coup. That's what I just went, wow. I expect a certain number or a certain kind of people, but now it's all the good guys too, right? That's why people are nervous.
Yeah. What I'm sick about,
so-called good guys,
are the number of Americans who seem to be perfectly fine with this.
Yeah.
Who have accepted it.
Yes, and then they are quick to go with the CNN craze, Trump supporters, and this is fine, fraud's fine because the courts didn't say anything. I guess we can't have bought and sold judges in America now?
No.
Yes, they're squeaky clean, squeaky clean. So, yes, you're right. And I think I've realized how dumb people are, and I don't mean to be mean, but really and truly how stupid people are. They'll believe anything media tells them. If media told them to wear a red bow on their head, and then that would create peace in the world, they'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
They literally would do it because the media said so. These are the people that are still waiting for the media to tell them they're safe and the government to tell them they're safe.
And how big their check's going to be.
Yeah, and how big their check. And all of a sudden now you get your $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Are we selling our souls for $2,000?
Yep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kay. Hello,
Hi.
Hey.
So, obviously, I and you, and I hope Uncle Milty knows what's next as far as, if you read the Bible, what's going to be next.
Yeah.
But what do we do as, I don't want to say patriots, but what can we do as Americans that love our country, love the Constitution, what do we do next? Do we just sit back, let it happen, or what do we do?
Good question. All right, we'll address that. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Well, I've had Tom Woods on the show. He was putting out an email that talked about that we're beyond repair, right? and that Joe Biden thinks, you know, is putting out these nice frilly words of uniting America after he just has been destroying it his entire career. And so what do we do now? And what he said was, I see two groups, one full of ideological imperialists who want to impose its vision on the world for everyone, destroying the careers and reputations of anyone who resists. They hold what Thomas Sowell likes to call the vision of the anointed. The other group, who's plenty divided, prefers not to be lectured to, demonized, or ruined. And now what do we do? And so he said, no doubt the peaceful separation will be dismissed by our betters, you know, as extremist, forcing the parties to keep waging low-intensity civil war against each other, is what actually is extremist. Radical decentralization and secession. These are all things. Concentrating, as Chris Ann Hall says, on state and local, because now you know who the traitors are, because you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to find out now. It's not hidden as much. And so you concentrate on your family, you concentrate on all of those things, and you still fight for what's right in all the ways that we can legally.
And
against
keep your
all this.
Faith.
Yeah. You keep your faith. You strengthen your faith.
Absolutely. Be prepared to be persecuted for your faith.
Yep.
And save your soul.
Yes. And we do. We have kind of like, well, I would hope at this point you stop giving money to the parties.
Yeah.
I hope at this point, if you're still giving money to the parties, I have no hope for you, because you just got to see that both parties were in on this coup. So,
yep.
So stop doing that. Start bolstering legal funds for businesses and things like this, and start really getting on the bandwagon of fighting the mandatory vaccines that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to concentrate on the battles that we can fight, because we did enable this over the last 80 years. Let's make no mistake. We enabled this. So now we've got to swim in the cesspool that we've developed, and we got to try and fight our way out. And so, but that doesn't mean civil war. You know what I mean? That means something kind of different to me. That means that we have all the other things in our arsenal, just like we would have done 4 years ago, and just like we did during Obama's time when he was trying to destroy the country and did. You know, we fought. We continue to do that. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, and we'll take your calls, of course. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. The hot tubs there are amazing. Bullfrog hot tub, swim spa. It really will help you get the exercise you need in those swim spas, by the way. And if you move, you can take it with you. It's just like the perfect way to reconfigure your backyard for exercise and fun and play. And your grandkids, your kids can use it as a pool in those warm months. And it's just awesome. Swim spas are fantastic, and they're just so flexible in what they can do. Get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. They have over 40 years experience. Those are the people to go to. They've got the deals. They've got the deals and financing. They're awesome, and you'll love working with them because they know their stuff. Okay. Tropical, yeah. All right.
How many people do you think know the actual name of that song coming in?
I don't know. I don't know. Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah.
Sympathy for the Devil.
If you listen to the lyrics after you pay attention to the actual title,
right?
It's a very interesting song.
Yes, it is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things I'd like to talk about, but here's two.
Okay.
First of all, that kerfuffle that took place in D.C. that they're screaming on the news was a riot, et cetera, and a storming of the Capitol. Listen,
yeah.
In all my years in special forces, I've been around the world. I've seen real things like that, and it's far more intense.
Yes.
And exceptionally bloody.
So. You mean they didn't stop to take photos and put hats on statues and didn't stop to put themselves up at the desk at the speaker? Okay. I was just wondering. Okay.
Well, the other thing is over the several months, I've heard talk show, radio, and everybody else talking about rhinos, and I'm watching the rats deserting the sinking ship, as it were.
Yep.
And I wish someone a long time ago had published a real list of rhinos. Yeah, we know who some of them are, but most everybody I know doesn't know who they all are.
Yeah, like Loeffler. Loeffler showed herself.
Before anything else happens, is to do that, because quite frankly, from what I've seen, this is the last election in this country we'll ever have.
Yep.
The last election and we say that not because we're not saying that fraud hasn't happened, because it's been happening for a long time. We've been discussing GEMS, the software system that's Dominion, for 5 years on the show.
Yep.
But this is the one where they did it openly, and they didn't try to hide it. So that's what's different.
That's the arrogance.
Yeah, that's the arrogance.
And, I fought yesterday with people actually protesting. Notice I didn't say storming at the Capitol. I thought when they got inside that perhaps the rhinos and the demos would look and say, you know what, this is getting serious. We better sort of straighten up and fly right.
That was my hope.
If anything, they went to the opposite extreme. Okay, now we've got you all by the gonads, and we're just going to start squeezing.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Thank you for that. Great call.
Yeah.
In fact, word on the street is that Cruz was chastened to say, you know, to stop speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And Loeffler, see? Loeffler in Georgia lost, right, they say. That was a lot of fraud because she suddenly lost 80,000 votes.
Oh,
where did they go?
Yeah.
Anyway, and all of a sudden she was pro, I'm going to object, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm scared of the violence. What violence? Nobody was shooting at her. Nobody was doing anything to her. And all of a sudden now, so that was the moment, the opportune moment for them to lean on everybody that they could. And so that's why he's saying the rhino list. It's very obvious now.
Well, sometimes, like in her case, she might have just finally realized these people are more powerful than we thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I lost the election, which we didn't even believe was possible.
Right. Red state.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then now this is going on.
Yeah.
I better get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about a psychological operation that's going on, and it's been going on a long time, but it certainly is being seen here to create our values, and that is to support this ruling class.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it in several of the words. Pence used it. He called it sacred ground, the Capitol. We had a congressman, I was listening to him, saying this is hollow grounds, the Capitol, and how dare they go on to... They're talking about the Capitol as though it's a shrine to their deity. And then they related to this, and I don't have time to get into it, is how we are focused solely on people, politicians, not on freedom, not on sovereignty. You know, God said he's not a... what's the phrase he used? I'm trying to think of it. I've got a mental block. He's not a respecter of persons.
Mm.
And that's all we are, is respecting persons and not looking where freedom's going, like, as you were talking about earlier, Kate.
Right.
With both parties and all these politicians, we are to only look at the two wrestlers in the ring, and that's it. We're not to pay attention where they're both taking us. But the last point is... They're blowing this out to the point that they're going to go after patriots. What was done here? Some property damage. Windows were broken. We don't know about these three people dying. If they did, they weren't killed. They died. They made choices to be there. The one person that was shot to death, possibly murdered. Why are we talking about was excessive force used? None of that's been brought up at all.
Right.
But the big point I'm making here, this is not shouldn't be seen as hollow ground. It's a historical building, the Capitol, but that for the last 150 years they've been using it to destroy our liberties.
Yeah, they defiled the hollow ground. I mean, there's no more hollow ground there. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's motivating people mm-hmm. to get behind going after all of us, not just these people.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. And we have to stop looking at a Capitol building as hollow ground and sacred ground.
Thanks for that. Really appreciate that. And he's right. It is absolutely a psychological. Right. I mean, there's so many, like under siege when they said that, but they were strolling in taking photos. Mm-hmm. And I just saw a photo where the mainstream media had the guy lay down on the steps adjusting his hat before they took the photo. So it made it look like he was laying there. Anyway, just so many props going on today.
The people in government mm-hmm. today want to be worshipped.
Yes, they do.
They don't want to be respected.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be the new kindness.
Yeah, worship me.
Yeah. Yes, and you'll show kindness when you give us accolades, even though we steal your freedom,
mm-hmm.
that's the respectable thing to do when you're an American. See, red, white, and blue apple pie. You thank them for stealing your freedom. It's amazing, isn't it? The psychological warfare that's going on right now. By the way, NPR released this headline at 9:30 in the morning. They must have been clairvoyant because the headline said, this is NPR. Trump supporters storm U.S. Capitol, clash with police. 9:30 a.m. 9:33 a.m.
Maybe that was that one guy that needed to use the bathroom and was banging on the door.
Yeah. 9:33 knew that headline was going up yesterday.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's something. That is something. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to throw in on this thing kind of the inconsistencies that went on, because I'm watching this yesterday and they're talking about this violent riot and everything else and storming mm-hmm. the castle, and there's a picture behind the group as they're talking, and these violent rioters who were in the statuary hall. Now, I'm not saying they should have stormed it. I'm not saying that that's right what they did.
They didn't storm. They were taking selfies.
We're walking back and forth mm-hmm. between two velvet ropes.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one person move the velvet rope about 6 inches to the side,
mm-hmm.
but these violent rioters were right between these velvet ropes,
mm-hmm.
not doing anything. There's no spray paint. There's no broken statues.
Just nothing.
No
yep.
violence. I don't think a cop was attacked. And then yep. on the other side of the split screen, they're outside, and these people are standing there leaning on their flags, talking to the cops like nothing's going on.
Yeah.
There's enough of it that it's just blatantly right there if you just look past what's being said.
Yes,
it
I agree. I agree. And it wasn't violent. It really wasn't violent. They didn't go in armed. They weren't shooting. This wasn't violent. And they were strolling through calmly taking photos with enough time to walk around the entire building and go into chambers and to be in places that you would have thought were heavily guarded.
Sure.
Because that's the picture we get, right, all the time. But these people were able to stroll around for a considerable amount of time. I mean, come on. They were let in. I mean, it was ridiculous. They didn't bomb their way in. They were let in. Yeah.
Right, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
Can I do one more point?
Okay.
Is that okay? Or
sure.
If there's not time.
Sure.
The other thing that I'm talking, today I'm seeing that Nancy and Chuck and whatever, that Nancy's calling for 25th Amendment and another impeachment.
Yeah.
The first thing that I thought with that, I'm like, this is to save Nancy's legacy. I'm going to see what you think about this. That,
mm-hmm.
You know, the history books that are written mm-hmm. by actual historians, not political scientists, not social scientists, but actual historians who write, you know, just matter-of-factly that what happened. I have an opinion that they weren't going to be very nice to Nancy Pelosi when it came to this era of history, but if they can get him impeached, that it kind of changes the end and almost justifies what she did.
Mm.
I think that these calls are more to save her legacy than anything else. How do you feel about that?
Well, number one, I think it's funny that Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, is the one that gets the authority or gets to come out in the headlines and everyone's talking about what Nancy wants.
Yeah.
Who the hell cares what Nancy wants? I mean, she has no authority whatsoever in this. But the other thing is the fact that they're afraid of what he's going to do over the next 13 days. But I do think your point's valid that this could be legacy building for Nancy. It could be that sort of partisan vengeance that she wanted to build her career, because you're right, they look like idiots for 4 years and they were screaming about all these things they never had proof for. But the other thing is they're really worried about what he could declassify, what he can do in the next 13 days. And this is why they're ramping up this thing to look like it was the most violent terror attack that America's ever been under, even succeeding 9/11, so that we can think that he's so bad that we've got to pull him today. They're really afraid, which tells you a little bit about some of their weaknesses, too.
Yeah.
Right, doesn't it? their weaknesses in that they don't really control everything. And so if somebody can declassify stuff, but I guess we'll know more about Trump in the next 13 days if he does declassify won't we?
Right.
So kind of interesting, but I like your point. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, thank you for that. It is a good point. And
You know, Pelosi's argument is let's remove him under the 25th Amendment for inciting a riot at the Capitol building.
Did he incite a riot?
You have to prove the riot.
Yeah, there's no riot that took place, and especially when they're let in. Okay, yeah. There's no riot. And the other thing is did he incite anything?
No.
No.
There was a group of kids that were saying that they were actually led through by police.
Yeah, I know.
Capitol Police led them through.
You can see some of the video. Very fake, very staged, very fake. And like I said yesterday when we ended the show, you have a group of protesters that traveled from all over. Okay, they weren't from D.C. They're from all over the place. They want to go because they want the day where they get to see the fraud exposed and they get to see the exchanges between who they trust in bringing up the fraud. Why in the world would they interrupt that just as it's getting going to halt it? Why would they do that? There'd be no reason, because you know what? The speech given by Arizona Paul Goyer, he had just gotten rolling on his speech to talk about all the fraud in Arizona. And that's when it happens? When they're on the A's in alphabetical order? Do you really think that after traveling all that way and being part of these events, that they are going to do that so that they can't, we don't ever get to see the fraud? Look at the motive. Look at the result of what happened. They shut it down minutes in. I mean, this is ridiculous. Trump supporters could have never been behind that because they didn't get their day of uncovering the fraud. In fact, they hurried the thing up, didn't they? And then everybody was told to shut up and don't object and move forward quickly.
And now Pelosi says if Pence won't act under the 25th Amendment, then they're prepared to impeach him again. Don't they still feel stupid from the last impeachment?
Apparently, there's no shame. Because not only are they in the middle of a coup and they don't care, but also that. I mean, they have no shame. There's no shame here. They have a direct objective to take the country, to take it over. And they're doing it. They're doing it. Right in front of our eyes. And that's what makes this different. We've been steeped in socialism. What we're talking about now is the obvious coup, and they don't care that it's this obvious. They just don't care anymore. So I guess that's, you know, that's kind of where we're at, and that's why I think people are more nervous this go around. But we could have been here 4 years ago. We really could have. But now we got to see who all the traitors are, and it's pretty much all of Washington.
Yeah, every one of them.
There you go. Be right back with Kimberly Fletcher from the Moms March. She's awesome. Be right back with her. Don't go anywhere.